好，感謝主，我哋又相聚喺主嘅面前。
We thank the Lord that once again we can gather in His presence.
今朝早要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅呢一个题目系叫属灵嘅美德，关于诚实无伪嘅。
And the topic that we would want to share on this morning has to do with spiritual virtues, in particular, to be blameless and innocent.
弟兄姊妹，唔知记唔记得我哋曾经交通过好几个嘅美德，属灵嘅美德。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, remember, but we have shared upon several different spiritual virtues.
我哋讲过有遵行神旨意嘅美德。
And we shared upon the virtue of obeying the command of the Lord.
亦都有讲过顺服同埋操练顺服嘅美德。
We also shared about submission and the exercise practice of submission.
但今朝早咧，我特別要用腓立比書二章嗰度講嘅提到嘅誠實同埋無偽嘅一個美德啊嘅美德。
And this morning I would like to focus particularly on what it says in Philippians chapter 2 about being blameless and innocent.
盼望今次嘅交通咧，讓弟兄姊妹唔單止喺屬靈嘅知識上邊。在属灵的知识上面有所得着。
So I pray that as we share today, that we would not only gain some spiritual knowledge.
更愿意我们弟兄姊妹都一同的将这个属灵的功课落实在我们的生活，在我们的工作，在我们的学业和服事上面。
But these lessons would really be practical in our lives and in our work.
所以我请弟兄姊妹打开你的圣经腓立比书第二章第十三节。
If we can turn to our Bibles in Philippians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14.
都在这个荧光幕上面的，如果你没有圣经带来，我相信每一位你都有你的圣经，请你打开你的圣经来读。
I believe we all have our Bibles with us, but it's also up on the projector on the screen in case you don't.
腓立比书第二章第十三节。我们一起读吧，好吗？
Let's read it together, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
因为你们立志行善，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。十四节，凡所行的都不发怨言，起争竞。十五节，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，作神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。神的话要让我们看见我们的身份，同埋我们应该有的一个本质。
And God's word shows us what status that we have and what character that we should exhibit.
按照呢一个题目，我要分三段同弟兄姊妹交通。
And based on this topic, I want to share on three points.
第一段咧系讲乜嘢系诚实无伪。
And the first is the question: What is it to be blameless and innocent?
第二点咧就系喺圣经嘅里边嘅榜样同埋一个失败嘅例子。
And second.I want to give some examples of failures in the Bible.
最后就是讲怎样成就神的旨意。
And lastly, on how we are to accomplish God's will.
刚才咪读过咯，神的旨意是叫我们在这个世代的里面作一个无瑕疵的儿女嘛。
And so we just read it in Scripture to be a light in this crooked and perverse generation.
所以我们怎样样的生活先至能够成就神嗰个美意咧。
So how is it that we can accomplish God's will in our lives?
所以第一点咩系诚实无伪
？So the first point, what does it mean to be blameless and innocent?
好多嘅时候我哋都落喺呢个一个陷阱嘅里边。
And oftentimes we fall into this trap.
系不自觉咁样以为咧，我哋自己系好诚实，其实唔系好诚实嘅。
And where we think that we are very honest and we are very trustworthy.
你有冇试过嚟 聚会的时候，你明明在屋企出门口在车上面，同可能同太太有啲嘅拗撬啊，或者系有啲嘅意见。
You may have experienced this before as you're getting ready to go to church in the morning. You may have a disagreement with your husband or your wife or spouse.
啊，嗰头你好唔高兴啊，好唔开心。
And so you're very unhappy.
但系当你喺前边落车嘅时候，有突然间有个姊妹话。弟兄啊，你好吗？开心啊，见到你。
But right when you enter, you get off the car, you enter before you enter the building, and the sister says, "Hi, it's a great seeing you."
咁你点样回答啊
？And they say, "They're so happy to see you." Then what is your response?
好感谢主啊，系啊，好开心啊。
And immediately you say, "Praise the Lord! Yes, I'm very happy this morning."
明唔明啊？明明喺度咕咕声啊。
Inside, you're grumbling.
诚实吗？
Are we being honest? Are blameless?
好多时候我哋都会落喺一个咁样嘅境况嘅里边，系我哋不自觉咁样嘅做出一啲咁样嘅不诚实啦吓嘅言行。
And so oftentimes we fall into this situation, this action of not being totally blameless or honest with ourselves.
不过呢个太负面啦，就唔再讲。
And this is very negative, so we'll move on from this.
乜嘢系诚实无伪咧
？What does it mean to be blameless and innocent?
诚实无伪系一个生命，系一个基督耶稣嘅生命。
To be blameless and to be innocent is a life, the life of Christ.
喺基督耶稣嘅生命嘅里边有一个，佢有一个本质或者系一个特性，我哋称佢为呢个美德。这个美德就是诚实。
And so there's this character of Christ that is there, and we call this a virtue.
诚实无虚伪，无任何一点欺骗的成分，都是实实在在的这种美德，在基督的生命的里面。
And this characteristic, this character of being blameless is to have no deceit, no lying, and it is found in the virtue of Christ.
So, in 彼得后书第一章第四节，就讲得好清楚嘅，就系话呢个神嘅性情系诚喺诚实，就系神嘅一个性情。
And it says for us in 2 Peter that this characteristic, this character is found in the life of Christ.
既然中文咧就将佢分开，好似诚实无伪，好似分开两件嘅事情咁样。
And so it's separated into, it seems as if it's separated into two categories, to be blameless and to be innocent.
咁啊，实在亦系可以分得开嘅，因为诚实系讲里边嘅心。无伪系讲外边嘅行为
，and so you can actually separate this in that to be blameless is inward, and to have innocence is more of an outward.
所以我就分咗开嚟啦，分开嚟讲咧，诚实即系唔讲大话，唔欺骗，忠于事实咁样。
So I've separated here. To be blameless means to not lie, to be truth.To be true and truth, to have all the facts.
Yeah, 而無偽咧就係一個唔編出嚟嘅假冒嘅一個嘅行動。
And to be innocent means to have without anything false, no pretentious elements.
誠實無偽就係一個真實嘅、純粹嘅、唔虛假、單純、純正、冇掺雜或者係偽裝嘅。
So to be blameless and innocent is to be truthful, to be pure, without falsehood, simple and genuine.
最初我接觸誠實呢一個嘅做人嘅道理嘅時候咧，係小學讀書嘅時候讀到嘅呢個咁嘅故事。
And so the first time I encountered what it means to be blameless.I recall it was when I was in elementary school. The story up here.
其實呢個咧係 honest 嘅誠實嘅一個故事。大家 有冇讀過？知唔知道呢個故事啊？
And this is the story of being honest, honesty. If we recall, do we know this story of George Washington?
我哋香港讀書嘅時候，第一就係讀呢個，你要誠實，唔好講大話啊！咁就講呢個華盛頓嘅故事。有冇人唔知道㗎？
Is anyone not familiar with this?
你啲土著你哋唔識㗎。
Maybe some of us are not familiar with this story.
就係話咧，我哋美國呢個第一個總統華盛頓，當佢細個嘅時候。
George Washington, our first president of the United States, when he was a child.
咁佢爸爸咧就送咗一個斧頭俾佢。
And he was gifted an axe by his father.
但係佢咧就想試下呢個斧頭究竟利唔利啦咁。
So he wanted to test out to see how sharp this axe was.
咁啊出到門口咁啱就見到佢爸爸種咗棵櫻桃樹。
And so he went outside and he saw that his father had planted, there was this cherry tree outside.
咁佢就想試下呢把斧頭得唔得，咁佢就喺度斬嗰棵樹，結果就斬甩咗嗰棵樹。
To test how sharp his axe was, he started chopping the tree and then before you knew it, the tree fell. He chopped off the tree.
當然佢爸爸翻嚟嘅時候係好嬲啦，係嘛？
And of course, his father, when he came home and saw this, he was very upset.
佢就問邊個斬咗呢棵樹啊？
And angrily he said, who chopped down this cherry tree?
冇人肯咁認喎。
And nobody wanted to admit it.
唯有呢個仔，佢企出嚟，佢話：對唔住，爸爸，係我斬咗啦。咁。
And so it was his son who stood up and said, oh, it was dad, it was me. I was the one who chopped down the tree.
呢個故事喺我哋香港嘅時候係好流行嘅，即係叫做。
And actually, this in Hong Kong at that time, this story was very popular.
不過我就諗呢個故事俾我哋嘅教訓究竟係乜嘢呢？
And I thought to myself, well, this story, what is the lesson we can learn from this?
其實就係充其量就係佢有勇氣願意承擔佢嘅錯誤。
And it was that he had the courage to admit and to take responsibility for his actions.
又勇於改過。
And he was willing to change.
因為呢個勇氣，結果佢係要成為美國嘅總統。
And because of courage such as this, he ended up all the way as the president of the United States.
但係究竟有冇徹底咁樣解決生命嘅問題呢？
But does this really thoroughly solve the issues of life?
冇。
No.
只不過話，你細路哥，你唔好講大話。
It's just a simple lesson of telling children not to tell a lie.
做錯咗就要認。
And that if you did something wrong, you confess.
充其量就係鼓勵人去承擔自己嘅錯誤。
And just to encourage people to take responsibility of their errors.
但係對佢嘅生命係未曾有改變。
But did it transform his life?
但係聖經佢話俾我哋聽。
But the Bible tells us.
我哋要做嘅係咩呢？
What is it that we need to do?
頭先所讀嘅，叫我哋無可指責。
As we read earlier, to be proven blameless.
因為神嘅生命喺你嘅裏邊。
Because God's life is within you.
你又要按著呢個生命嘅本質嚟到活。
That you need to live according to this nature.
使你哋可以無可指責，
so that you would be proven blameless.
無可指責喺外邊人哋睇到嘅一個呢個行為，
that you
人可以落一個定義。
You would found blameless outwardly according to your external behavior.
而裏邊我哋要有一個咁樣嘅實際，就係誠實無偽。
But internally, we need to have this reality of being innocent.
因為有外邊有裏邊，以至到我哋可以喺呢個彎曲撥拗嘅世代做神無瑕疵嘅兒女。
that there's an outward and then there's an inward, then we can be found blameless in this perverse and crooked generation.
中觀嘅一句說話來講呢，就係話誠實無偽係信徒作見證嘅基礎。
Meaning that to be blameless and to be innocent is a foundation that believers must have.
因為人嘅眼睛只係睇見你做過乜嘢，而你做嘅所有嘅行動係要從心裏邊發出嚟。
Because man only sees your actions, your outward actions, and your actions are stem from what you have inside.
結果就係話，當你作見證嘅時候，人係睇住你呢個人，同埋你所講嘅説話。
And so when people see you and your testimony, it's the actions of your hands and the words of your mouth.
所以，若果我哋失去咗裏邊嗰個真實嘅誠實無偽，就失去咗見證。
And that if we've lost the honesty and the innocence, then we've lost our testimony.
或者話咁講，就失去咗作見證嘅能力。
Or I can put it this way, that we've lost the ability to be a witness.
因為誠實無偽呢啲嘅我哋嘅呢啲嘅言行舉止，證明咗我哋嘅生命究竟係同神嘅生命相連啊，還係同我哋自己嘅生命出嚟。
Because the actions of being honest and innocent reflect our life within.
所以誠實無偽係一個見證嘅根基。
And so to be blameless and innocent, that is the foundation of our testimony.
而我哋一定要喺誠實無偽呢個神嘅特性裏邊去榮耀神。
And to be blameless and innocent, this nature, this characteristic of God, character of God, we need to have this in order to give glory back to the Lord.
好，第二點。
Our second point.
喺聖經裏邊嘅榜樣同埋失敗嘅例子。
Some examples and some failures in the Bible.
咁有正面同埋反面嘅兩個嘅榜樣。
And so we have a positive, a good example, and a negative, a bad example.
正面嘅榜樣係咩呢？
And what is a good example of being blameless, honest?
除咗主基督之外，
other than Jesus,
冇邊個喺地上邊可以話係一個正面嘅榜樣。
Outside of Christ, there are actually no positive examples of being blameless.
因為基督就係嗰個誠實。Because
Christ himself is blameless.
因為基督就係誠實嘅最高典範。And
he is that highest example of one who is blameless.
你記得當主被解到去比拉多前面受審嘅時候。
And when the Lord was brought before Pilate to be judged.
Yeah, 係啦。比拉多咪問佢咯，記唔記得？佢話：你係咪猶太人嘅王啊？
Are you the king of the Jews?
佢點答啊？記得嗎？
What was his reply?
咁啊，比拉多又問佢：你係神嘅兒子嗎？
And Pilate also asked him, "Are you the Son of God?"
佢有冇迴避到唔答？
Did he avoid the question?
有冇啊？
No, he did not.
佢話：你説的是。
His reply was, "As you say."
係啊，我係。
Yes, I am.
我係神嘅兒子。我係猶太人嘅王。
I am the Son of God. I am the King of the Jews.
你知道嗎？ 嗰陣時候正係喺一個生死嘅關頭啊！如果佢話係，咁佢一定會面臨生命嘅結束。And
that was a life or death situation. If he said yes, that would mean his life.
生命攸關，當生命攸關嘅危險臨到你嘅時候，你會點樣樣去回答呢？你會點樣去面對呢？
When your life is at stake, how would you reply, brothers and sisters?
你又記唔記得當嗰班
那個侍女問彼得，你好似係同嗰個人一齊嘅噃，一陣間又話你同佢哋，我認出你啦，你嘅口音啊同佢哋一樣嘅，你梗係同佢哋一個噶啦咁。
And do we recall when the servant girl asked Peter, "Oh, I know, you must be with them. I recognize your voice. You must be one of them."
彼得點樣回答啊?
What was Peter's reply? His reply was, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
彼得就係咁樣轉彎抹角咁樣樣將回答人。
And that's how he evaded the question and denied the Lord.
其實嗰陣時都未臨到話佢生命危險嘅時候。
In fact, that question wasn't a life or death question. His life was not at stake at that moment.
咁你話佢裏邊有冇誠實？
And does he have any blame within his heart?
有冇啊？
Is he blameless?
我相信你有答案，係嘛？
And I think we all have an answer in our heart.
呢個就係今日我哋要留意嘅。
This is what we need to pay attention to.
好多時候我哋唔係特登有意咁樣樣去隱瞞一啲事情，或者係唔講唔準確嘅事情嘅話。
And sometimes it's not intentional when we say something that is not truthful.
但係就有意無意之間，我哋 卻為咗保護自己而講一啲唔準確嘅事情，回答一啲唔準確嘅事實，同埋做一啲唔準確嘅行為。
Whether intentional or not, we find ourselves doing something that is not according to the truth.
當彼得話：，我唔知你講乜嘢，我唔係嘅時候，主就直接嘅回答話：，我就係嗰個王。 我為此而生，也為此嚟到世間，特別係為真理作見證。And
at the same time, Peter was denying the Lord and telling the servant girl, "I don't know what you mean." The Lord was saying, "Yes, I am. I am the one. I am He who came here to do the will of the Father."
Yeah.就為真理作見證。And
to be the way of truth for God.
呢個係直接嘅回答。 呢個係誠實無偽嘅一個回答。And
this is a truthful, honest, blameless answer.
當有人問你，你係咪信主啊？嘅時候
，someone asks you, "Oh, do you believe in God? Do you believe in the Lord?"
你會唔會話喺冇危險，亦都冇任何嘅反對嘅情況之下，你話係，我係信耶穌嘅，我係神嘅兒女。
And in no times of danger or anything, would you raise your hand and say, "Yes, I believe in the Lord. I believe in Jesus."
我哋好容易，但係當危險臨到你嘅時候，當有事情要發生嘅時候，你能唔能夠話係我係信主嘅，我係接受耶穌嘅
？And are you able to, in times of danger, answer the same way? Yes, I am a believer of Jesus.
神要嘅唔係我哋口甜舌滑嘅説話。The
Lord does not wish just for the words out of our mouths.
神要嘅係我哋實際嘅行動。The
Lord wants the reality of our actions.
所以喺主嘅裏邊，我哋要作一個誠實嘅人。So
before the Lord, we need to be blameless.
主喺好多嘅神嘅仆人嘅口中，都證實咗呢一位真實嘅主，佢係誠實無偽嘅。And
through many vessels of the Lord that we of God we know have found Jesus the Lord to be blameless.
譬如喺彼得前書二章嗰度講話。 我哋嘅主，佢話佢並沒有犯罪，口裏邊亦都冇詭詐。In
1 Peter 2:22, we found it was written that we know he committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
喺舊約嘅以賽亞書53篇，弟兄姊妹好熟噶，我哋 有時禱告都用呢篇嘅聖經作我哋嘅禱文。
And in Isaiah, it's found, and we're all very familiar with this passage that oftentimes, even in our prayers, we recite this.
第九節佢話：他雖未行強暴，就喺佢哋嘅喺主嘅行為上邊冇作過任何一件嘅強暴嘅事，口裏也沒有詭詐，就喺呢個生命嘅裏邊亦都冇虛假嘅事。
And we know that there was no deceit found in his mouth, and there was no violence done by him.
甚至乎外邦人都係咁樣睇睇見我哋嘅主係咁樣樣。喺馬太福音22章就話，當佢哋去見主耶穌嘅時候，佢哋就話：夫子，我知道你係誠實嘅人，並且誠誠實實傳神嘅道嘅。
And even the people knew of this. They said, Teacher, in Matthew 22:16, it says, Teacher, we know that you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth. And we know the Lord himself teaches us this very often.
他教会我们什么?
What does he teach us?
是就说是, 不是就说不是.
That yes, make, let your yeses be yeses and your noes be noes.
弟兄姊妹,你看见吗?
Do we see this, brothers and sisters?
如果今日有一個人介紹你俾佢，或者介紹俾另外一個人，人哋應該點樣介紹
？If you were to be introduced by another person, how would you introduce them？
你想人哋點樣介紹你
？How would you like to be introduced？
佢係一個誠實嘅人。
You want to be known as someone who is honest？
唔會呃你噶。
He's not going to lie to you.
might
charge you a little bit more.
还是说,
is it that way? Or we say, oh, he is a Christian.
诚实的,
honest.
无艺,
innocent.
我们当有这个成分在我们的里面,
when we have this nature in us,
即使我们今天还未曾很成熟,
even though we may not be fully mature,
但不要緊,
but it's okay.
主给我们的功课, 我们慢慢地学,
the lessons that the Lord teaches us, we would learn well.
另外有一个失败的例子,
and we see examples of failures.
就是在《使徒行传》第五章那里记载,
we find this in the book of Acts, chapter 5.
有没有人读过《使徒行传》?
Have we read the book of Acts?
我们很多人都读过,
many of us have.
你一定知道这个故事,
so you must be familiar with this story.
就是初期的教会, 当他们聚在一起的时候,
that at the early days of the church, when all the people were gathered together,
他们是繁密公用,
that they all shared a communal property.
因为爱的缘故, 他们将自己的财产, 将自己的田产, 都卖了, 拎来放在使徒的脚前, 大家一同的享用。
And out of love, they would sell their properties and place the earnings, the sales, at the feet of the apostles so that all can use.
但是其中有一对夫妇, 他叫阿拿尼亚, 他的妻子叫做撒菲拉。
We know of a couple, a husband named Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
他们又是好像大家, 其他的人一样, 甚至乎学校, 使提反, 将他们的田产都卖了。
And so they were just as all the rest of them, they sold their property.
但是他们却不是全部的拎出来。
But they did not put forth all of their proceeds.
Yeah. 他是私自的留下几份。
They kept some of it for themselves.
或者我不知道他怎么想，可能他们就说，我们拿出来，我就一个先都没有。
And they must, maybe they thought to themselves, well, if I offer it all up, then I have nothing left for myself.
那我也要为自己着想一下，是吧？
I have to think of myself for a little bit too, right?
就不要全部拿出去。
I shouldn't give everything out.
只是给一部分。
So, I'll only give out a portion.
留下一, 部分係俾自己養老嘅嚇。
And I'll save some for myself for my old age.
佢哋就咁樣樣假裝奉獻。
And so this was how they were dishonest in their offering.
因為諗住，哎呀，奉獻又唔係公開嘅，又唔使公開話幾多錢啊。
And it's not—it's anonymous. It's not open knowledge.
冇人睇到噶。
Nobody will see.
淨係我自己知啫嘛。
Only I will know.
我留低咗，亦都對佢冇害啊！大家都奉獻啦。咁加埋我嗰啲都 OK 噶啦。
That everybody is offering. If I just kept a little for myself, nobody would know. It'll be okay.
所以但是如果我不奉獻又好像很衰咁樣啊，係嘛？人人都奉獻啦，只有我。
And if I don't offer anything and I'm the only one, then that wouldn't look good.
啊，咁我就好會好冇面嘅。
Then I will lose face.
所以裏邊嗰個心思就唔誠實。
And so that inner, there was no innocence, inward innocence.
繼而外邊嘅行為就係虛偽
，and that outward action was false, it's fake。
所以就變咗不誠實，不有偽，係有偽，唔係無偽。
And so it was no longer innocence, there was guilt。
就係一件咁樣嘅事情。
And so this was the situation。
在聖經的裏面這個的例子說得非常的嚴重
And this example is very serious
因為聖經定它為欺哄聖靈的罪
Because Scripture condemns them as ones who lie to the Holy Spirit
欺哄聖靈的意思就是指著他用虛假欺騙和不誠實的行為來冒犯聖靈
Meaning that they lying to the Holy Spirit meaning that they were false they acted falsely in their hearts
是用這個假裝屬靈來達成他自己那些的目的和願望
To use this fake action to fulfill what they wanted, the old desires.
所以就係話喺外邊有一個好屬靈嘅行為。
And so outwardly, it seems as they were there was this very spiritual act.
卻冇一個誠實嘅裏邊嘅實際。
But there was no honesty, no innocence inward.
結果被神去處罰。
And so they were punished by God.
弟兄姊妹，呢個好嚴重嘅事情。
And this is a very serious matter.
有位弟兄我認識嘅，佢好中意講説話。
And there's a brother that I know. He really likes to talk.
Yeah. 所以佢好多時候都喺聚會裏邊有交通。
And so he will have a sharing at worship.
呢個人咧可以話得係佢係。逢會必到，逢讀到咧就必開聲。
So he could say that he would attend every meeting, and every meeting he would have something to share.
咁有一次同佢交通傾偈嘅時候
so, ，when we were conversing, we had some fellowship.
佢話：我就話啊，我都好羨慕你，你口才又咁好，有咁多嘢講。
And so I told him, I really admire you. I have so many things to say.
他就回答我話：我講嘅係真嘅噃。
He says, "Well, all the things I say, they're truth. They're the truth."
我唔係講緊話假話。
I'm nothing fake, nothing phony.
但係點解我講咁多咧？但點解我講咁多
咧？Well, why did I say all this?
佢又話：我驚住咧，如果我唔講咧，人哋話我唔夠熟靈啊。
And then I say, well, the reason I say I share so much is if I don't share, people might not think I'm spiritual enough.
如果我唔祈禱，人哋覺得啊，你梗係靈性低落啦。
And if I don't pray out loud, then they might think that, oh, I'm very spiritually low.
開頭嘅時候，我係好羨慕佢噶。
And before this, I very much admired.
因為我唔係口才伶俐嘅人。
I admire this brother because I'm not one who is very eloquent.
又唔識得交代啊，亦唔識得講説話。
And I'm not very good at conversation.
但係聽咗佢咁樣嘅目的之後咧。我就覺得唔應該羨慕。
And after speaking with them, having this conversation, I thought this is not something to admire. Why? Why is this?
因為佢嗰啲係假冒。
Because this was fake. It was false.
佢嗰個係唔誠實。
It was not being honest.
所以彼得對呢個亞拿尼亞同埋撒非拉嘅評語就話。你唔係欺哄人，係欺哄神。
And so Peter said to Ananias, he said, "You're not lying to man, you're lying to God."
所以弟兄姊妹啊，欺哄神比唔屬靈更加危險。
And brothers and sisters, to lie to God is far more serious than not being spiritual in front of man.
我哋可以喺地上邊可以。用你的方法過關。
And you can do many different ways, have many different things to get by in this world.
但這個問題是非常的嚴重。
But this is a very serious matter.
他們在作假、詭詐、欺騙、沽名釣譽的上面有份。
That they partake in this deceit and these lies.
卻沒有在誠實無偽的这个美德的上面有份。
That they're not partaking in honesty and being innocent.
亚拿尼亚这件事给我们有个警告。
And so this situation with Ananias and Sapphira gives us a warning.
神是轻慢不得的。
And meaning, reminding us, warning us that God cannot be mocked.
当年的事，我们读《使徒行传》，你知道神马上将它解决了。
Because we see in Acts, they were dealt with immediately.
但今天你和我的事，不一定神马上去对付，但是将来的审判，我们是走不掉的。
And know this, that we may not be dealt with immediately here, but we are not going to escape his judgment.
Hello.亚拿尼亚的事件提醒我们。
And so this situation with Ananias reminds us.
钱不是问题。
That the money was not the issue.
我们的心才是问题。
The issue lies within our heart.
也都不是说你今天有没有奉献奉献多少的问题。
And it's not a matter of, oh, have you made any offering today? How much did you offer?
而是假裝屬靈的事情。
But whether or not you are lying and being false before the Holy Spirit.
所以誠實不是去做一件事或者做某件事。
And to be honest, or to be blameless, is not whether you do or don't do a certain thing.
是你生命的問題啊。
But it's a matter of your life, brothers and sisters.
所以講到奉獻的時候
And when we speak of offering,
我不能够不讲这些话。
So I have to share these words.
第一，我们要知道奉献究竟是一回什么事情。
We need to know what exactly it is, it means to offer.
奉献不是添香油。
And to make an offering is not to,
添香油叫什么？佛教的添香油。
It's not to just
donation.
It's not a donation.
啊，亦都唔係做善事。
And it's not simply doing some volunteer or good works.
亦都唔係按照需要。
And it's not according to a need.
更唔係話因著你有減税嘅條件。
And more so, it's not because of any tax reasons, tax advantages.
係啦。奉献乃是将我们的所有 能够有的，因着神的爱而归返俾佢。
Is to offer up back to the Lord out of love what He has given to us.
所以唔系因为你富有你就奉献，你唔咁富有你就唔使奉献，唔系咁样嘅意思。
So it's not a matter of oh, so I have a lot, I'm wealthy, I can give more, or I'm not, and I'll give less.
所以主清楚嘅讲俾我哋听。
And the Lord clearly tells us.
Okay.我哋奉献系要按着你心里边所约定嘅。
And we offer according to what is in our heart.
开门啦喎，唔需要勉强，亦都唔好作难。
That we would not be forced to or under compulsion to give.
圣经话，因为奉献得乐意嘅人系神所喜悦嘅。
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
意思就是说，神要的不是一些勉强的行为，而是从心里面发出。
Meaning that God is not want to compel us to do something, but rather we would do it out of our, in our, out of love, out of our own hearts.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
亚拿尼亚那个的嗰件事情俾我哋有好大好大嘅提醒。
That we have a great reminder from the situation with Ananias and Sapphira。
盼望我哋喺主嘅面前真系细细嘅嚟到省察下我哋自己。
That we really examine ourselves before the Lord, there are no loopholes。
一切嘅言行举止都喺神嘅眼光光照嘅底下。神睇得清清楚楚。
That under the light of the Lord, everything is seen very clearly.
唔好谂住执执搏噶可以过关。
Don't think you can just skate on by.
我要小心。
That we need to be careful.
第三点。
Third point.
如何成就神嘅旨意
？How are we to accomplish God's will？
啊，腓立比书就系咁样讲。
So it tells us in Philippians,
你们立志行善都是神在你们心里面运行，为要成就他的美意。
And for it is both to will and to work is for his good pleasure.
意思就是说，你心意里面所出的其实不是你真系可以出啲咩嘅旨意
？Meaning that that will that you have doesn't mean you have that will
啊？你唔系话你强硬有一个咁样嘅意思嚟到行？若果神唔喜悦，你都唔可以。
That even if you will to do something and God, that's not within God's will, that it would be difficult. You wouldn't be able to do it.
但是如果你能够活出来
But if you're able to live it out,
同神的心意是相通的话
that your will is aligned with God's will,
咁神的旨意在你的身上边就成功。
在
这件事情上面就成功。
That it will be successful in your life according to God's will.
很多时候我们的意思和神的意思是不相同的。
And oftentimes what we want and what God wants is not the same.
因为我有想我想做的事，神他的旨意有神要我做的事。
And I want to do the things I want to do, but God has the things that he wants me to do.
很多时候是 不相通的，但是有一天，若果我们的心意想要做的事，和神希望我们可以做的事是相通，这样，神的旨意就能够成就在我们的身上了。
But when what we want to do, our will aligns with what God wishes us to do, then it can be accomplished.
其實就再簡單嘅講咧，就係話我哋今日願意活喺神嘅面前，做神要我哋做嘅嘢。
Meaning that if we want to, we're able to live according to God's will, then we are able to do accomplish His will.
當我哋有一個咁樣嘅願意嘅心，亦都有咁樣嘅目的同埋方向嘅話。
If we have a willing heart and we have a goal, a direction,
将我哋自己个心意放低，完全嘅让神嚟到作呢个指挥，让佢嘅权柄喺我嘅身上边显出嚟，咁样神嘅心意就得着满足啦。
That if we're able to lay down ourselves and live according to what His will is, then we can do this.
主咪好清楚咁讲俾我哋听，喺约翰福音四章嗰度咪讲清楚，讲我哋听，我哋今日真正要拜父嘅就系用心灵同埋诚实去拜佢，因为父要咁样嘅人去拜佢啊嘛。
And it tells us in John chapter 4 that God wants us to worship Him in spirit and truth, for this is what the Father seeks in His worshippers.
所以呢个系佢嘅教训。
This is a lesson.
咁點樣樣嘅心靈誠實去咧？去敬拜佢咧
？Can we worship Him in spirit and in truth？
喺神嘅面前，我哋禱告就唔可以作假。
So we cannot fake a pray before Him。
喺神嘅面前嘅禱告，我哋亦都唔可以按著我哋嘅肉體嘅嗰一個嘅喜好嚟到做。
That we cannot pray according to our desires, what we want.
奉獻要按著感動。
An offering is based on moving of the Spirit.
奉獻係按著神嘅意思，唔係照住我哋嘅睇見。
That we would offer according to God's will, not according to what we see.
好多嘅時候，我哋會覺得。啊！點解我要奉獻？如果我要奉獻嘅話，我哋要睇下啊，佢呢個人有冇需要啊？呢、這個地方係咪有缺乏啊？或者唔夠啊？咁。
Oftentimes we'll offer because we look at the situation. Oh, something is lacking here, or this person needs that over there.
呢個唔係根據啊，弟兄姊妹，唔係咁。
This is not how it should be.
奉獻要按照。聖靈嘅感動
that we would offer according to the leading of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
奉獻也唔係按照多定少
and not according to what's more or what's less.
咁喺人嘅神嘅面前，我哋有咁樣嘅持守
that we would hold fast to this.
咁喺人嘅面前呢
and in man's eyes, what then?
好似頭先我舉嗰個例子。
Like the example that we gave earlier.
不要為著要維護自己的面子而勉強的裝成屬靈。
That we do not pretend to be spiritual before man.
很多人都會是不知道用那個什麼字譁眾取寵是不是什么叫哗众取宠？啊
？No。
有冇人识咩叫哗众取宠？未听过啊？哗众取宠即系话你喺众人嘅面前要做一啲嘢出嚟，为着讨好别人，等人嚟赞下你咁。
So we ought not do things to serve for man to be praised by man.
王明道先生咧就好睇重呢个嘅，我哋做基督徒嘅行为。
And so Wang Ming Dao, he cared heavily about.
Sorry, what was that? 佢系好睇重我哋嘅基督徒嘅操行啊。
our actions, our behavior
conduct,
as Christian, our
the
conduct
of, the,
of a Christian.
他亦都有呢個格言啊。 咁我讀一次俾你大家聽。
And I'll read what he wrote one time.
佢話誠實守信，光明磊落係維持友誼嘅要素。
To be honest and blameless is to be
係維持友誼嘅要素 the element of maintaining friendship.
Is to an element of to maintain friendship. To be honest.
Okay, 你哋翻咗譯嘅，你哋更加清楚啦，係嘛？ Yeah. 原來真係咁樣嘅，弟兄姊妹。And
it's true.
喺呢個題上，你好容易隨便可以講咩嘅説話都得，但係如果有一日人哋發覺你講一次大話，只係講一次大話。 你以後的信用呢，就冇了。And
to be honest, honesty, if you told one lie one time, then all your reputation would be gone.
係啦。你話嚴重咩？有啲人可以覺得唔緊要啊，你唔信咪唔信咯。And
you think, well, is that such a big deal? If you don't believe me, you don't believe me.
你話嚴重咩？即係好嚴重。
Serious, it is serious.
從此你呢個朋友仲唔做咧？
That you will not be friends with this person anymore.
呢個喺人嘅面前， 第一個操作。
Before man, this is the conduct we must have.
所以喺神嘅面前，我哋要誠實；喺人嘅面前亦都要誠實，但喺服事上邊更加應該誠實。
We need to be blameless, honest before God. We need to be honest before man.
唔好就哗眾取寵嘅事。
And even more so in our service, to not do things just to gain the praise of man.
亦都唔好為著掌聲，為著名聲，更加唔好為著上位。
And not for applause or fame or to be known by man or to advance.
啊，好似好白咁樣嚇，我相信唔係好聽，不過我覺得。 我哋應該有一個咁樣嘅操行。
And it seems like I'm very direct, but we need to have this kind of conduct, behavior.
所以誠實無偽對任何嘅人，任何嘅方面都非常嘅重要。
And so to be blameless and to be innocent is very important in all aspects.
其實對自己唔誠實，就係睇唔到我哋自己嘅罪。
That if you're not honest with yourself, that means you cannot see, you're not able to see your own sin.
對別人不誠實,
if you're dishonest to others,
就會失去了作見證的機會,
then you'll lose that opportunity to be a witness.
所以詩篇就教導我們,
and Psalms, it teaches us in Psalms,
78章,
in Psalm 78,
他說你們不要學你們的祖宗,
Do not be like your forefathers.
他们是顽梗悖逆居心不正之辈。
That they were ones who were dishonest and concealed.
甚至他说他们向神是不诚实的。
And they were not, they were unfaithful, they were dishonest towards God.
我们读旧约的圣经的时候, 好清楚、好清楚嘅睇見以色列人嘅光景就係咁樣樣。
And we see very clearly this was the condition of the Israelites.
頑梗悖逆居心不正，向神嘅心不誠實。
And they had a deceitful heart. They turned their backs toward God.
你想唔想人哋咁話你？
And do you want people to think that of you?
你想唔想喺神嘅面前有咁樣嘅地位啊？
Do you want to be in that position before God?
相信沒有一個人想希望是這樣。
And I believe none of us wishes to be like that.
所以我們要在神的面前要好好的思想和學習。
And we need to think and meditate and think clearly about this.
就是因為這樣的緣故，所以聖經就說，凡所行的都不要發怨言起爭論。
And so scripture tells us that we would do all things and we do it without grumbling or disputing.
若果, 以自己的意见为意见, 若果不以自己的观念为我们的坚持我们的观念, 那就不会起争论, 就不会发怨言了,
that if we do not insist on our own way and our own will, then we will have no grumbling, no disputes.
所以很简单的,
it's very simple, brothers and sisters.
换句话来讲, 将我们这个己放下来,
in other words, that we would deny ourselves.
将我们所有的以为是对的, 都放下来,
everything that we consider to be right, we would put it down.
以神的事为标准, 为神的事为念,
that we would look towards God as the goal, as the target.
这个是做神以内的一个原则,
and this is a principle to being a child of God.
所以弟兄姊妹, 诚实无伪是神的本质, 是神的性情特性,
and we know to be blameless and to be innocent, this is a quality of God.
作为一个诚实无伪，要作一个诚实无伪的儿女，让神的生命可以透过我们，可以照明在这个世上。
That we would be blameless and innocent children of God, so that the light of God can be shined through.
这个是我们今天的目的，和我们今天我今天要讲的一个题目。
And this is the purpose we have today. This is a goal. This is the topic of today.
然后我又讲过。 是诚实最高的典范,
and we recall that Christ himself was the best example of being blameless and innocent.
同时也举了亚拿尼亚夫妇两个愚昧和他们假冒的事情,
and we spoke of Ananias and Sapphira and their ignorance and hypocrisy.
又提到说诚实无伪的言行讲明了我们所信的神,
and we shared about being blameless and innocent, and the deeds demonstrate how we believe in a true and a living God.
老实讲，其实唔系话我哋传福音嘅时候，唔系话净系靠我哋张嘴啊讲一啲福音出嚟。
And when we share the gospel, it's not only the words that are spoken.
最紧要嘅还系 当人哋睇见你嘅言行举止嘅时候，对呢个福音嘅印象系乜嘢
？But more importantly, when they see you and your actions and conduct and behavior, that is the most important thing.
对你提嘅呢位神系真嘅还系假嘅呢？
And it reflects whether or not the God that you believe in, is he real and true?
他会从你的身上来做一个决定,
and based on what they see in your life, they will make a determination.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们小心。
So brothers and sisters, be careful.
我们在这个弯曲悖谬的世代, 要作神一个无瑕疵的儿女, 这样将那个生命之道显明出来。
That we would be found blameless in this crooked and perverse generation, so that the light of God can be shown.
这条路才是准确,
this is the correct path.
盼望主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us,
让我们一面看见祂的命令, 和一面看见我们需要有改正的, 的地步,
that we would see clearly his commandments, and if we need to change, we would change our course.
今日在这里没有一个人叻过别人,
there is nobody here that is better than another,
也没有哪一个人是差过其他的人,
and no one is worse than another.
我们都有同有基督的生命,
we all have the life of Christ in us,
而基督的美德 也都是存在我们的里面,
and we all have the virtues of Christ in us.
问题就是说, 我们今天怎样去, 去能够活出呢个嘅基督嘅美德。
The question lies in how are we to live out this virtue of Christ?
呢个诚实无伪嘅言行举止，要唔要喺你我嘅身上边发出嚟
？The actions of being blameless and innocent, is it being shown in us?
好叫做我哋嘅神，救我哋嘅主喜欢。
So that the God who created us, the Lord who saved us, will be, find pleasure.
我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow for a prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你是又真又活的神。
You are a true and living God.
并且你是那位满有恩典的神。
And you are that God who is filled with grace.
我们今天能够在你的面前蒙恩，因为你是信实的，你是诚实无伪的。
And today we can be saved is because you are one who is faithful and you are blameless and innocent.
因此我们向你祷告，求主叫我们的灵苏醒过来。
Lord, as we pray to you this morning, may you awaken our spirit.
留意我们自己的言行举止。
That we pay attention to our actions, our conduct.
让我们都舍己活在你自己的光照的底下。
That we would learn to deny ourselves and live under your light.
让你的旨意能够成就在这些软弱的人的身上。
May your will be accomplished in these weak vessels.
我们愿意主你在我们中间真是得着一切的高举和荣耀。
Lord, may you gain all of the praise and honor among us.
In
our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.